This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Great to see everyone. We have tremendous siyata d'shmaya because today's tefillah share is not just connected to the parsha, it's literally on this week's parsha, the parsha of Kabbalas HaTorah. Today's tefillah share, our series on tefillah, sponsored by our dear friend Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles. L'zecher nishmas Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, his nesham shav aliyah, be a melech yoshev v'sol family, ad be askel tzedek. If anybody would like to participate in upcoming projects, upcoming Sfarim on the queue, Sefer on Chinuch Habanim and Lashon HaKodesh, in English on Lag Ba'omer for Art Scroll, and other works as well. Your help is very appreciated to assist the continuous production. Okay, so we're going to begin today's tefillah share with a stanza from Zmirais. Rabbi Baruch Sendik has been practicing the Zmirais the whole week. I heard all the way in the five towns, I heard him singing last night. I can't say, how he did it, but his tunes were reverberating all the way here. And he was practicing, one of the songs he was practicing was Yom Shabbosayin, right? And in Yom Shabbosayin, who wrote Yom Shabbosayin? Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, the author of the Kuzari. Yom Shabbosayin ein l'shkoyach. We say like this, Uva'uchulam bivris yachad. And they all came in a covenant together. Na'ase v'nishma amru ke'achad. We will do, we will listen, they said together. Ufaschu v'yahnu Hashem echad. They opened up and they answered, God is one. Baruch ha'noisein la'yoyev ko'yach. Blessed is he who gives strength to the weary. So I was wondering, what does it mean they said Hashem Echad? When did they say Hashem Echad? Is there a pasuk of Hashem Echad in this week's parasha? When did they say Hashem Echad? You ever wonder about that? Ufaschu v'anu Hashem Echad? They did? When? Next question. We know that one of the rules of Kriya Shema is you're supposed to say Shema with great awe, reverence, trembling, shaking. Yikra Kriya Shema. Bekavana, be'ema, with fear, be'yira, with awe, be'reses, with shaking, v'zeya, with trembling. Why? Why do you have to get so worked up when you say Shema? Now, the Mishnah Berurah does say, and we've mentioned this many times, that when you say Shema, one should think that if ever put to the ultimate test, one would give up their life. Al Kiddush Hashem. And one should even, if possible, imagine that they are actually giving up their life, Al Kiddush Hashem. But today we're going to explore another reason why when we say Shema, one should say with awe and fear and dread and so forth. We know another interesting thing, that in Shema, in the Sefer Torah, there are big letters. There's a big ayin. The ayin of Shema is big. The dalet of Echad is big. And Reb Schwab in his Sefer Iyon Tefillah, he brings that regarding these big letters, he says, regarding the big Dalet, it's very understandable why there's a big Dalet, because you don't want Chas V'Sham to sound like, to look like a Reish. Then it would read Hashem Chas V'Sham Acher. So to highlight that it's a Dalet, we make it big. Because there is a Pasuk, Lo Yisishtacha Ve'el Acher. And there it's a big Reish, by the way. By El Acher, it's a big Reish. The Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch says that the Reish of Acher, which implies many gods, does not have a point on top. It's rounded. Rounded means pleasant and foregoing, without any boundaries. A rounded edge means it's convenient for everyone, meaning it does not place limitations. Echad, which has a sharp edge, indicates that believing in the divine means there are guidelines in life. There are things that may not be convenient. But why is there a big ayin? Reb Schwab says maybe it comes to say, to highlight, otherwise if you say Shema with an aleph, you know, maybe that's not a word you want to be using. Maybe Hashem, maybe Israel, maybe Hashem is our God. So to emphasize it's not Shema with an aleph, but Shema with an ayin, we say a big ayin. But we're going to explore another reason why there's a big ayin. There's an amazing medrash. The medrash says, "Umeheichan zachu Yisrael l'kri Shema." From where did the Klal Yisrael, from where were they zoicha to say Shema? Amar Reb Pinchas Bar Chama. Reb Pinchas Bar Chama said, "Mimatan Torah zachu Yisrael l'kri Shema." They were zoicha to Shema from Matan Torah. Keitzad, how so? At Moitse we find Loi Pasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sinai Tchila Ela B'Davar Zeh. We find that God did not open up for them at Sinai only with this matter. Amar Elohim, he said to them, Shema Yisrael, hear O Israel, Anoichi Hashem Leikecha, I am Hashem your God. Na'anu Kulam, so this is very interesting. The words Shema Yisrael, God said. God said, Shema Yisrael, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. You hear this? God said the words Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. Hear, O Israel, I am Hashem your God. What did the Jewish people say? They said, Oh, Anoichi Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, so this is an atom bomb. In other words, if I were to ask you, who said the word Shema Yisrael? God. When? When he gave us the Torah. Which part of the Torah? When he said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. He said, Shema Yisrael, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And the Jewish people responded, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And Moshe said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai Li'olam Va'ed. Which is interesting because we know that one of the reasons we say Baruch Shem quietly is because we have a dilemma. Yaakov said Baruch Shem, Moshe didn't say Baruch Shem. But here we see Moshe did say Baruch Shem. Okay, so this is a whopper. Immediately we now understand what Rabbi Yehuda Halevi means. Ufas chuvianu Hashem Echad. When did they say Hashem Echad? When Hashem said Shema Yisrael, they said Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Halevi doesn't say Ufas chuvianu Shema Yisrael. No, they didn't say Shema Yisrael. They said Hashem Echad. The Marzav on the Medrash says that Hadvarim Mafliim Shahamedrash Hoysef, it's wondrous, the Medrash adds, that before God said Anoichi, he said Shema Yisrael. And then Klal Yisrael all gathered together and said Hashem Echad. Which, by the way, it fits in very beautifully with the idea that Shema Yisrael means that the Jewish people should gather together and unite. As we know at Kabbal Satorah, Klal Yisrael were Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. By the way, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Rebbe Omer, that when Klal Yisrael stood on Har Sinai, Hishvu Kulam Lev Echad Lekabel Aleim Malchus Shamayim Besimcha Shenemar Vayanu Kala'am Yachto Vayomru. They all joyously accepted the yoke of heaven. Where do we find that the Jewish people accepted the yoke of heaven? The answer is, we're learning that at Har Sinai, the Jewish people said, Shema Yisrael. Okay. Comes Reb Schwab, and Reb Schwab now adds a dimension to Shema that I was not aware of. He says that when you say Shema, we're supposed to be imagining and associating with the momentous event of Matan Torah, which we came to a very clear and crystal recognition and realization of Hashem's reality. Ata Horeso Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Ho Elokim. And at that point, we recognize God so clearly that even things we would ordinarily hear, we saw. V'chal ha'am royim es ha'kailais. So even though it says Shema, we weren't listening. We were looking with our eye. Therefore, says Reb Schwab, the ayin of Shema is big to indicate, although it was listening, it was really ayin, we were looking, we were seeing. Because when you say Shema, you're reenacting Kabbalah Satoira. And at Kabbalah Satoira, V'chal ha'am, royim es ha'koilais. Now, every Jew declares his Amuna based on the fact that we were all at Matan Torah and we all experienced the great revelation at Sinai, and therefore every individual says, Shema Yisrael, listen up, all Israel. That my Kabbalah HaTorah is because I am a chilek of the Jewish people. I wasn't there alone. I wasn't there with my flesh and my bones and my sinews. I was there, you know how I was at Har Sinai? Because I am a part of the Jewish nation. I am a part of the Jewish nation. Every Jew is an inextricable part of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, as an essential part of the Jewish people, Shema Yisrael, I, as part of the Jewish people, were present at that momentous occasion. How? Because I'm a member of the Jewish people, and the Jewish people were there on Har Sinai. That's why we say in the Haggadah that someone who takes himself out of the klal, he's a koifer be'ikar. Because our emuna is predicated on being part of the community of Klal Yisrael, who are mekabel the Torah, and they heard Anoichi, and they heard Lo Yiyah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One who says Shema, he says Shema by himself. But he says, Yisrael, I am a chilek of Klal Yisrael. And for the last few thousand years, every single Jew has a commonality with those Jews who were at Har Sinai. And that is, we all recognize that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This is one of the reasons why we say Shema out loud. It's sort of a declaration of Emunah. Aside from the fact that our souls were on Har Sinai, the idea is that we are card-carrying members of this people, and this people was present on Har Sinai. Being a member of the community is what allows us to have our Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Hashem Elokeinu. Normally when we say Hashem's name, we think about what it means the way we read it, that He's the master of everything. But in Kriya Shema, we're mechavein that He's the master of everything, we're also mechavein the way it's spelled, that Hashem was, is, and will be. And that Hashem is mahave kol havayos. And without Him, no reality is possible. And this statement is a response from what we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Hashem said, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, we responded, Hashem Aleikeinu Hashem Echad. By the way, when Hashem said, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, what He was saying is, I am Havaya. Haya Hayveviya. And we say Hashem, who is Haya Hayveviya Elokeinu. He's our God. And we're Makabel Hazmach Shemaim. So therefore, friends, when we say Shema, we're supposed to be reliving and reenacted Maimon Har Sinai, where Hashem says Shema Yisrael, and we responded Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Reb Schwab elaborates further that at the time of the recitation of Shema, you're supposed to imagine in your mind that you're among the Jewish people on Har Sinai and you hear Hashem's resounding voice, Anoichi Hashem Leikecha. By the way, this gives us a deeper meaning in why the Yushalmi tells us that the Aseres Hadibrois are alluded to in Shema. Remember, we've spoken many times how when you say Shema, there is a remez to all 10 of the Aseres Hadibrois. And when you hear the words Hashem Elokeinu, you're supposed to think Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Because when you say Shema, you're literally reliving the experience of Sinai. Now, it's very interesting. We say Hashem Elokeinu, each Jew is mekabel the Om Malchus Shemayim without any doubt. And this is part of the recitation, this is part of the fulfillment of being mekabel Om Malchus Shemayim. And then when we were commanded, Lo Yelecha, Elohim Acherim, to that we responded, Hashem Echad. Ah, says Reb Schwab, now we understand why you're supposed to say Shema, Be'ema, Be'ira, Bereses, Uvezeah. Because we're supposed to say Shema, similar to Matan Torah. And just like when the Torah was given, are you able to hear me, by the way? Just like when the Torah was given, is this better?
Yes.
Much better?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Just like when the Torah was given, the whole world shook, Nizdazea kala olam, Vayar ha'am vayanu, Mikol ha'shoifar, Umei ha'koilois ha'brakim, Vayar ha'am vayanu, the world shook. The pasuk says, "Ve'ha'harim rakdu ke'elim gavoyis kivneit sain." It looked like the world was going to go back to tohu v'avoyu, and we heard the resounding voice of Hashem, "Mitoicha esh panim befanim." And when a person thinks about that, even for a short amount of time, he will be gripped with yirav afachad. And by the way, when we say Hashem Echad, there's another meaning. Hashem Echad also means that we love Him and fear Him simultaneously. That's why we daven V'yached levavenu le'ahav u'lira. So that's why after we say V'yached levavenu, we say Hashem Echad, and then we immediately say V'yahavta is Hashem le'kecha. We fulfill, in other words, Shema we say with fear, and V'yahavta we say with love. But now we're uncovering a new dimension of why we say Shema Be'ema, Be'ira, Bereses, Uvezeah, and that is Uvezeah. That is because we're reenacting, commemorating, reliving the experience of Sinai. And this gives us a deeper meaning of the Yushalmi that the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Samach Aleph, Sivkatan Beis, and it's also in the Zohar on Rus, that the Zohar tells us that Kriya Shema is Keneged, the Aseres Hadibrois, and the Eliyahu Rabbah brings in the name of the Kolbei, it's Yushalmi, that when you say Hashem Elokeinu, it's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad Lo Yielecha, V'ahavta, not to swear falsely, Uchsavta Mal Mezuzos Beisecha, not to covet, V'asafta D'ganecha, not to steal, V'avadata Mehira, not to murder, L'man Yirbu Yimechem Kaveda Savicha, L'isasuru Achrei Enechem, is L'isinaf, L'man Tizkeru, is Zachos Yom HaShabbos, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Loisanev Reacha Eid Shaker. Why is there a remes to Aseres Hadibrois in Shema? I always knew there was a remes to Aseres Hadibrois. I mentioned that in my Siddur. It gives me where in the Shema is an allusion to Aseres Hadibrois. But why is it there? The answer is the recitation of Shema is reliving the experience of Sinai. Shema Yisrael was said by God. God said, Shema Yisrael, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. We responded, Hashem Eloikeinu Hashem Echad. This is what Rabbi Yehuda Halevi means. Upaschu ve'anu Hashem Echad. This is why we say Shema be'ema ube'yira be'reses uve'zeya. This is why we have a big ayin in Shema. Because at Kabbalah's HaTorah, even though we heard everything, but we saw it with our eye. And that is why the Aseres HaDibrois are alluded to in Shema, because it's a reenactment of the momentous occasion of Kabbalah's HaTorah. Okay, that's the tefillah share for this week. I want to share with you one more thought.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.